Good afternoon. I'm Susie Jessup with the latest local news update for News Talk 1260 and 540. Actor Dennis Farina arrested for carrying a concealed weapon in L.A. That story coming up, but for Southland Traffic with Randy.
This traffic report is brought to you by Sprint in Sherman Oaks, the Ventura Freeway, eastbound at Van Nuys Boulevard. There's a crash reported. Things are slow from Winnetka as you make your way over. Communicate in less than a second and get more done with Nextel Direct Connect, only on the Now Network. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel for details. I'm Randy Fuller, and that's traffic on News Talk 1260 and 540.
Actor Dennis Farina is in jail in Los Angeles after being arrested for allegedly carrying a concealed weapon in his carry-on baggage. TMZ.com is reporting he was busted this morning at LAX trying to pass through security with a loaded .22 caliber semi-automatic pistol. Farina told cops he forgot he had it in the bag. The actor is an ex-cop out of Chicago, having spent 19 years on the force. Locke High School in South L.A. was locked down Friday after a campus-wide brawl involving up to 600 Black and Latino students. Los Angeles Unified School District official Earl Perkins.
It started right after lunch. It probably precipitated a situation occurred a day before when a Latino student had struck an African-American student.
Four students were arrested. More bad news at the pump. John Bruno reports.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to the pump, I'm telling you, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded right now, $3.52. In fact, that's 2 cents more than the previous record of $3.50 set on May 8th. San Francisco has the state's highest gas price at $3.64. Live at the pump, I'm John Bruno.
A standoff has ended in Vista. Tricia Nickel has more.
A standoff near the Vista courthouse has ended with a man in custody. Deputies say the man was hanging out in a field near the entrance to the facility when they approached him. He flexed his arms and growled at them. One of the deputies tasered the man. The south entrance to the courthouse was closed for about 10 minutes during the standoff.
How does food affect your mood? Tori Signal has the answer.
70% of respondents revealed when they eat healthy foods, including fruits or vegetables, they feel happy or content. But when they indulge in unhealthy foods like sweets and cheeseburgers, they experience negative emotions like stress or sadness. Almost half said they feel guilty after eating too many sweets or snack foods. Tori Signal reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 121 points as the NASDAQ gave back 6. The S&P 500 lost 9 points. Gold is currently trading at $884 an ounce. This news report is brought to you by those helpful people in the blue shirts. Stop by a Southern California Honda dealer or visit SoCalHonda.com today. Checking Southland weather. Clouds most of the day with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Tonight, more clouds with lows in the mid-50s. That's the latest news from News Talk 1260 and 540.